Welcome to PeopleTech, the podcast of the HCN Technology Report. I'm Mark Pfeffer. The coronavirus is forcing more employers to accommodate remote work as families scramble to juggle working from home at the same time schools are closing and older relatives need attention. Around the world, governments declared states of emergency, closed public gathering places, and urged residents to remain at home in an effort to curtail the virus's spread. And there's just starting to be discussion about how asking so many employees to work remotely could impact the way work gets done. Now, of course, the idea of remote work's received a lot of attention in the last few years, but the proportion of workers operating from home still represents less than a third of the workforce. In 2017 and 2018, the federal government said that just 24.8% of U.S. workers did their jobs from home. So, will remote work benefit from today's necessity-driven acceptance? Technology companies like Apple, Google, and Microsoft have, so far, adjusted comfortably to having more work done off-site, but security and privacy have caused roadblocks, and some corporate networks are struggling to cope with the surge in activity. Meanwhile, companies that offer communications and collaboration solutions like Slack and Zoom have benefited as organizations take advantage of their platforms to keep everyone in touch. Many have offered services for free as a way to introduce themselves to suddenly needing customers. Recruiting tools that facilitate virtual interviews and simplify online connections have also gotten more attention. Talview said it's received a significant increase in calls and says more of its customers are conducting almost all of their hiring activities online. Providers of learning software have similar stories. Some vendors and HR leaders think the pandemic may cause a shift in how businesses approach their recruiting and operations. They say the employers now turning to advanced technology will be hard-pressed to go back to their old ways of doing things. Plus, employees who are getting their first taste of what it's like to work without being tied to a particular desk in a particular place, they may not want to give up the flexibility they've got. Said one executive, millions of people will get the chance to experience days without long commutes or the harsh inflexibility of not being able to stay close to home when a family member is sick. This has been PeopleTech, the podcast of the HCM Technology Report. To keep up with the most important developments in HR technology, visit the HCM Technology Report every day. We're the most trusted source of news in the HR tech industry. Find us at www.hcmtechnologyreport.com. I'm Mark Pfeffer.